Blog Talk Radio.
welcome, amen. Now behold the precious Lamb of God, amen. This is Wednesday night Bible study brought to you by Nathan on the Spot in conjunction with, amen, Shofars of Glory Global Fellowship, amen. We're pleased to be right back on the airwaves once again on this Wednesday night. This is the most powerful thing that has ever hit the airwaves. I'm not talking about man. I'm talking about the precious Lamb of God. Every time I think about it, I tremble. Every time I think about him and how good he has been to not only myself, but for those who like to call upon his name, for those who like to worship and feel his presence, amen. It's a wonderful thing to behold the Lamb of God. So, amen. I'm joined by my lovely wife, amen, the elect lady, Tanya Brown. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. I bless the Lord for my wife. I love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I thank God for assigning a helpmeet. Amen. She's my rib, she's my boo thing, and she's my glory. And I bless God for her on tonight to be my Bible reader. I salute the many apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers who are listening to the broadcast. And also shout out to the haters. Amen. God bless you. You keep us on our knees. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hopefully by the end of this broadcast, amen, you will have a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to get into a word of prayer, and afterwards we'll pay homage to the Father and the Son, and then by his power and his anointing and his glory, we'll go forth and we'll come from the Eagle Language Book, and the Holy Spirit is going to break down exactly whatever it desires to break down. I'm just here. Amen. I know Jesus here. I know the Holy Spirit is here. I know the Father's here. So all I got to do is show up and be a willing vessel and be willing to yield myself and line up to his will. How many people know when you line up to the will of God, amen, God can use you. When you walk in obedience, God can use you. Amen. So we're going to get excited. Amen. We're going to get stirred. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you for your precious blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord God. We thank you for tonight, God, that you got everybody assembled together, Lord God, in unity, Lord God. Father, Lord God, these are your sheep that you purchased with the shedding of your Son's own blood, Father. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you anoint, Lord God, every heart on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you stir us up, Lord God, lead and guide us, Lord God, that we may minister to the hearts of your people, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, I ask for the Ruach HaKodesh, God. I ask for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father, I ask for the power of doom upon high, God. Father, I ask for, Lord God, the overflow. Father, I ask, Lord God, for the rivers of living water, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Lord God, walk in me, lead and guide me, God. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you release your holy cherubs, Lord God, that will, Lord God, take authority over everything with your Holy Spirit that is not like your God. Break up the fallow ground of hearts, God, for you are not the author of confusion, Lord God. But you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So, Lord God, we release love, which kills a multitude of sin. We release nothing more than our power, the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, God. And we release a sound mind, God, through a mind of transformation, through the word of God on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I ask that you give me an eyes of an eagle, the nose of a bear, and the spirit, God. I ask that you give me the ears, Lord God, of an owl in the spirit, God. Harmonize the scriptures, God, Old Testament, New Testament, God. Hear a little, there a little, God. Rightly divide the word of truth, Lord God. Lord God, to revelate, not to indoctrinate, God, but to, Lord God, to, Lord God, revelate on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, quicken me, God. Stir me, God. Holy Ghost, demonstrate your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the anointing, God, that destroys every yoke, God. Father, we thank you for the help right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let depression be fall down right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, let affliction fall down right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We prophesy a supernatural move of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We proclaim right now in the name of Jesus Christ that all hearts become sensitive to the Spirit of God, that anything that happened today, it does not matter. Any confusion in the house, it does not matter right now. Any bills that is on your mind right now, it does not matter right now. Anything that happened on your job today, right now, it does not matter. The only thing that matters right now, God, is that we assemble together, God. So help us to tap into the Spirit of you on tonight, God. Help us to tap into the Holy Spirit and walk in unison and walk in oneness, God. That, Lord God, that nobody get left behind spiritually tonight, God. That everybody may eat and be full, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. And, Lord God, I give you the honor, God. My God, I give you the praise, God, because you've been that good to us, God. Lord God, we give you the praise, Lord God. We shout glory, hallelujah, God, and hallelujah in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Father who is Yehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Barat, El Hasim, El Rohai, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Nisi, Makadeh, Shalom, Rohai, Rofai, Tiskanu, and Shama. Lord God, we bless you, I am that I am, the truth, the way, the life, Lord God, the resurrection, Ancient of Days. Lord God, we lift your name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. And let all of God's children say amen on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We're going to the book that was written by the Book of Pain. And I call it the Bible, the Book of Pain, because my flesh does not like the Bible. My flesh has a problem with this Bible. Amen. So I call it the Book of Pain. And the Book of Pain wrote this book, amen, that will cause pain. I'm talking about the Eagle Language book, amen. Now, if you was on 5 a.m. prayer, amen, you got a couple of nuggets, amen, all really chewing up on you right now. So now, amen, in on the book of Eagle Language, we shall coming from, and this book is available at shofarsofglory.org, amen. We're going to come from page 11 and 12. I'm trying to see where the Holy Ghost wants me to go, but we left off this morning about the mystery of godliness. Amen. So we know that Jesus Christ had a plan by the Father. He had a plan that he walked out through the Father. Amen. And the mystery of God is what he was doing in Christ Jesus. And so on page 11, the Holy Spirit have allowed me to write that you cannot figure it out. It is a mystery of godliness. We've got to get in God in order to have the mystery revealed. So, amen, a lot of people are claiming to be apostolic, but they have, watch this, they don't have the mysteries revealed because you have to get in God. Hallelujah. You have to get in God in order to have the mysteries revealed. So watch this. So guess what? The word of God says in Amos, he said he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. He reveals his secrets to the servants, the prophets. Okay? So guess what? There is revelation, then there's mysteries, and then there's secrets. Okay? There's revelation. That's when you have revelation knowledge. Then when you transition, you go from revelation knowledge, hallelujah, to mysteries. Hallelujah. You can have revelation, but you don't have the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Mysteries Watch this. Mysteries is what, watch this, is what God revealed to exclusive few. Revelation is given to everybody, but people, but there are people that cannot tap in because they have a lot of things in their life that clogging them up from focusing on God to get revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge also comes by being a student of the Word of God, being a partaker of the Word of God, eating the Word, eating the book, and it develops into a lamb on the inside of you, which is called the indwelling Christ. So you will have, in your learning process as a prophet or prophetess, one of the things you do first, amen, in your learning process is you will get revelation knowledge. Then, number two, you will have the mysteries of the kingdom. When you have the mysteries of the kingdom, you become a kingdom prophet. It's impossible to become a kingdom prophet, but you don't have the mysteries of the kingdom, or you're ignorant of the kingdom. A lot of people like to embrace that title, but they don't have a revelation nor a translation of that title. In order to be a kingdom prophet, you have to have the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then for once you have the mysteries, you go on to where you have the secrets of God. I know Amos says, amen, the Lord does nothing but reveal his secrets to the servants, the prophets. The only problem with that, amen, is that God don't reveal secrets to immature prophets. God does not reveal secrets to baby prophets. Now, in Samuel's case, amen, there was something that God revealed about his leader. Okay? But watch this. God also let the leader know. So God will never allow you to tap in and get a revelation about your leader and God don't notify the leader. Okay? That breaks spiritual protocol, which is set forth by God. Amen? When Nathan had a word for David, Nathan came straight to David. David already knew. Once David got the revelation of why Nathan was there, he pretty much knew what was going on. Amen? Hallelujah. So when God comes with a word for a prophet, the prophet already knows what it's all about. Now, if God delivers a word to, now watch this, if somebody claims to have a word for another prophet, but the prophet has no idea what that word is all about, then there is a problem. Either the prophet is disconnected from God, or the prophet has a hard time of discerning and hearing what the eagle is saying to the church. Amen? Now, we have to got to get in God in order to have the mysteries revealed. God was manifested in the flesh. God said that I am expressing myself through Jesus. Amen. So guess what? The woman is the glory of the man, okay? So guess what? Guess what? A woman communicates from an emotional place. So if my wife is my glory, then that means she is the expression of Yehoshua. She is expressing me. Amen? And this is why a lot of marriages, when you have prophets that are married or apostle and prophets get married, that's why you have a lot of things going wrong in marriages, amen. Because when you don't know your role, amen, if you are, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is going here, maybe somebody listening having marital problems, well, if that's you on tonight, let me help you out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you're a prophet and you're in a marriage, or you're a prophetess and you're in a marriage tonight, the thing that you have got to understand is that you have got to make your revelation of your prophetic journey known to your partner. If your partner has no clue about your prophetic journey, that marriage will be over before it even gets started. Okay? So your partner has to have some clue of who you are in the spirit. If they don't know who you are in the spirit, I don't know why you would be marrying them in the first place. Okay? Preferably, the man should know who the woman is. because the Bible says the man is the, watch it, the woman is the glory of the husband. So that means the man should be familiar with the glory. How are you going to be connected to a glory you know nothing about? Amen? So how can you lead? Watch this. How can the glory go before you and lead if you don't know nothing about the glory? God has to first give us the glory, and then we give God back the same glory he gave unto us. So when we give the same thing back to God which he gave unto us, then he said, this is, I am well. Watch this. He said, it is good. It is good. That's why he came upon Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Why did he say, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased? He was well pleased because this was the son that was expressing his image. So guess what? Jesus Christ was the word of God. He was the word that came out of the mouth of God. So guess what? He was expressing God. So guess what? He was the glory of the Father. He was not only the begotten Son, but he was the glory of the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you don't have to go there, but they tell us that glory that followed them in the wilderness, it was what? It was Christ. So in the spirit realm, watch this, in the spirit realm, it was not, Jesus was not the glory of the Father, but the spirit, the anointing, the power that was on Jesus was the glory of the Father. The spirit that was in Jesus was the glory of the Father. The spirit that was on Jesus, Isaiah 61, Luke chapter 4, amen. That spirit that was on Jesus was also the glory of the Father. Now, in page 11 of Eagle Language, we got to get in God in order to have the mystery revealed. God was manifested in the flesh. God said that I'm expressing myself through Jesus. I cause an agreement to happen in the spirit. It is the spirit of God that I cause a shift to happen. 1 Corinthians 15, 6 states that Jesus was seen by 500 witnesses. Jesus was received up in glory. So in order to give God the glory, you have to receive Jesus. Why? Because we came from Hebrews 1 at 5 a.m. prayer, of Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, that God had in sundries times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in the last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things. So guess what? Jesus was appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. We'll tackle that another time. Who being the brightness of his glory, so Jesus was the brightness of his glory. So now you know in St. John chapter 1, when he said that he was the light of the world, and then Jesus birthed us out, because he told the same disciples that he birthed out, he said, you are the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. Okay? So guess what? If we are the light of the world, and guess what? If we are the light of the world, guess what? And Jesus was the brightness of his glory. You see that? In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, you see that Jesus is the brightness of his glory. He is the light that powers the glory. So guess what? Jesus is the glory of the Father. An express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. I got you, elect lady. I know you like to take notes. Amen. So, amen. I'm about to call on you in a few minutes. Give you a chance to take your notes. Amen. Because I know how you love to take your notes. Hallelujah. Amen. God spoke by the prophets in times past. So, guess what? Guess what? God spoke to the prophets in a different dispensation. God spoke to his holy prophets in a different dispensation. So guess what? God spoke to Samuel, which was in a different dispensation. Dispensation means a different time of administrative of grace. It was a different grace over an administered period of time. Grace was administered differently in the days of Samuel than it is now. Elijah was graced to release fire from the glory realm down to the level of the earth realm on Mount Carmel. Okay? We as prophets, we are graced to release the fire of the anointing in the spiritual realm, but not in the natural realm. Okay? 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 Now, Peter asked Jesus, he said, concerning the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, shall we call down fire from heaven like Elijah did? Jesus said, you know not what spirit you are, because they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Jesus was telling them, listen, you don't know the spirit that you have right now. You have a human spirit. You have an emotional spirit, but you don't have the Holy Spirit. So a lot of people are operating out of their emotional spirit. Watch this. Out of their human spirit, but they're absent of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Jesus being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the power, the word of his power, when he had, guess what? His word come with power when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now watch this. I'm coming from page 12 of the Eagle Language book. For those who are just listening, it is available on shofarsofglory.org. We're doing this class because of my schedule. It's crazy now. I have to incorporate this with Bible study. So the people who have not gotten a book or the people who are just now tuning in all around the world, you're pretty excited right now. So, you know, give God the glory. You're being, amen, you're being taught some things that you may have never heard before. And if you heard some of it, you may have not heard it taught like this. So give God the glory. Now, how can an eternal God have an ending? We have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, but it is in a different dimension than Jesus. All right? I'm on page 12 of Eagle Language. Now watch this. We have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, but it is in a different dimension than Jesus. Okay? Watch this. Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. We have the Holy Spirit, but it has a lid on it. Okay? When you walk in overflow, you have a lid on your vessel, but the oil oozes out, and the only way that you can get more ranking in the spiritual realm as if God enlarges your territory. So God will have to enlarge you spiritually. God would have to expand you spiritually. Jabez prayed a prayer that said, enlarge my territory, not only naturally, but also spiritually as well. So he would have to have his territory enlarged spiritually, not just naturally. The prayer of Jabez is not just about enlarging my natural territory. It's about my spiritual enlargement. Okay? That's why God told Elijah, anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, to be a prophet in thy room. He's going to be a prophet in your room. Guess what? That's why Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not tell you. I go to prepare a place for you. But you notice in the book of Katiboshata, First Kings, when he spoke to Elijah, he told him, he said, anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, that to be a prophet in thy room. So he said, you will anoint this guy to be a prophet in your room. In your house, you have your own personal bedroom. Me and my wife have our bedroom. Guess what? There's some private things in our bedroom, probably some garments and things of that nature. So you have things in your room that are private. So guess what? God said you're going to anoint this prophet to be the same type of prophet that you are. They're going to occupy the same room that you occupy. They're going to have access to the same gifts, to the same move of the Holy Spirit as you do. But guess what? Elisha got it in two doses. So that means he had two rooms. He had the same room as Elijah, but he had a mansion-sized type room, which means he was able to do more than Elijah. Whoever you birth out prophetically, they will be greater than you. So get over it. There's no time to be jealous of your sons and daughters. Leaders, if you're listening. When you are great, you birth out greatness. When you are great, you birth out greatness. Digest something great, which is God, the Word of God, the Book of God, the Lamb of God. When you impart to a son or daughter's life, you're birthing out greatness. Digest something great, birth it out to greatness. Okay? The Bible says he gave some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. What does that mean? If your leader is 30-fold, then when they impart into your life, you will become 60-fold, which means you will only have a little bit past half of the anointing that you're supposed to have. But you don't have a full portion. So a 30-fold leader, when they impart into your life, you're only getting 60%. And this is the problem with a lot of those who are trapped in Methodist, Baptist, or whatever denomination that you're in, or you could be in Pentecostal and still struggling with the same type leader. Why? Because if they are 30-fold, when they lay hands and impart into your life, you're growing, but you're not growing that much. You're not even 100-fold. 30 plus 30 is 60. So Jesus said he gave some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. 60. When you have a leader that's operating in 60-fold, when they impart into your life, now you have 100 plus 20-fold. You would think that would be good, right? This is the space that a lot of people get tripped up on. Because they think they have a leader that's operating at full capacity. But unless your discernment is very key, you will believe that you're underneath a leader that's operating in the glory, which they are not. They still have to be grown. They still have to come to maturity. The book of Hebrews, they that drink of milk is a babe. They are unskillful in the word of righteousness. But those who are on strong meat, they have full discernment, exercising the gift, discerning both good and evil. I talked to y'all this morning who was on 5 a.m. prayer that the Lord said that Eve was a full-grown woman, but she didn't have a full-grown gift of discernment because she was not able to discern the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Are you listening, people of God? All right? So now, when you have a leader that is a hundredfold, they are able to impart into your life, and then you get the double portion. Elijah was a hundredfold prophet. A hundredfold prophet, when they impart into your life, they are able to, amen, release the double portion into your life. This is the problem in the body of Christ. We have many prophets. That's why Jesus said he gave some 30, he gave some 60, he gave some 100-fold. We have a lot of prophets, but we have a lot of 30-fold prophets. We have a lot of 60-fold prophets, but we don't have enough 100-fold prophets. The 100-fold prophets, they are persecuted. They are led all day as sheep to the slaughter. Are you listening, people of God? Now, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, but it is in a different dimension than Jesus. Jesus is higher than us on Jesus on a level, walking in the earth realm on levels. Him walking in levels in the earth realm is higher than us walking in the realm now. Because he had the Holy Ghost, he had the anointing without no measurement. We have it guess what? It's like a car. Speak, Holy Ghost. It's like a car. If I buy a Crown Victoria, it can only go to 105 or 110 miles per hour. Then there's a governor on it, which means it can't go no faster than that. Although the motor can produce a certain horsepower, but there's a governor that will prohibit me from going any further. Okay? Then, watch this. Then there are Maseratis that they may have 240 miles per hour on the dash. Okay? And if you're traveling in Germany, then they have that super highway where you can travel how fast as you want. And if you kill yourself, that's on you. Okay? That's the best example I can get from Jesus unto us. We have a governor on us. Why? Why would God limit us like that? Because we have this problem on us. What is the problem? We have this thing called flesh. And long as we have flesh, we have a governor. Jesus had flesh, but he didn't have sin in his flesh. His flesh didn't have a sin that had the capacity to sin. He didn't have a sin mechanism in his flesh that gave him the ability to sin. He could not sin if he wanted to, because it's not in his nature to sin. Are you listening? We have flesh means there's always the tendency to fall into sin. Although you may not yield, but there's the tendency because the sinful flesh. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. He said, I was shapen in the iniquity. Okay? Watch this. Jesus had the Spirit of God without measure, while we have it in part as a down payment. I'm in page 12 of the Eagle Language book. The down payment is the seal that says that we belong to God. Ephesians 1:12 states we are joint heirs with Christ. Jesus wants us to do greater than the power that he walked in, greater works. Why aren't we doing greater works than Jesus? We are not obeying the whole Lamb. We are not eating the whole word of God. We are arguing over the word. So now let me allow the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you, we're going back to 34, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Okay? I want to give to you that scripture. Watch this. Okay. When Jesus says, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, another thing that he was saying, watch this. Go Matthew chapter 13, elect lady. Let's help the people out tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we're going to take Matthew chapter 13, verse 22 and 23. Now, these represent different types of people. You read it in your spare time. Jesus was talking about those who received the word, but I'm teaching this thing prophetically. You can get a deeper revelation of what Jesus is saying.
Amen.
You can go ahead, elect lady.
Okay. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
Go ahead.
But he that receives seed into the ground, good ground, is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also bear fruit and bringeth forth some in hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
All right. He that receives seed unto the good ground, which is your heart. He that receives seed unto the good ground, also another dimension of that word is when you're sowing on good ground. Is he that hear the word, hear the prophetic word, and understand it, which also bear fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Okay? Okay? Now watch this. I'm going to give you a breakdown of this. Watch this. Watch this. When it's 66 books in the Bible. 66 books in the Bible. When you fail to eat the whole lamb, which is the whole word of God, if you have scriptures in the Bible, if you believe, well, I don't believe that. Well, I believe that scripture goes for a different time frame in the Bible. That was a different time and season in the Bible. I don't believe that. I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I love God, but I believe that scripture is outdated. When you do that, you are limiting your anointing. A lot of leaders wonder why they're preaching and don't see miracles. Because when you only receive 30-fold of the word of God, you're only limiting yourself in the supernatural manifestation that you produce. When you believe 60-fold of the word of God, you are limiting to what you can produce. However, when you eat the whole lamb, you are able to demonstrate the power in its fullness. This is why people are not getting healed and set free in churches. Because when you hear the word being taught, only thing being taught is the preacher preaching in people's business. things that he's supposed to keep to himself that have happened with people he's supposed to be counseling, or she's supposed to be counseling. Okay? Church has become a soap opera. Church has become Maury Povich. Church has become, there's no word being preached from the pulpit. Because there's no word being preached from the pulpit, all the people are getting is not lamb, but goat. Lamb and goat has two different natures. So where you're supposed to be getting the whole lamb, people are now getting the whole goat. And instead of feeding your spirit man, it turns up your flesh. Are you listening? So now your flesh is turned up, your spirit is turned down because you're eating the wrong teaching. That's why if you're hearing this word tonight, you're feeling strengthened. You're feeling like you could run through a troop. You're feeling like you can take on the world. Why? Because it's feeding your spirit. But when you go to the churches, you hear a word, you come home and you're grieved, you're distraught. You feel worse coming from church than you did when you went to church. Are you listening? Okay. So now, we are, page 12 of Eagle Language Book, why aren't we doing greater works than Jesus? We are not obeying the whole lamb. We are not eating the whole word of God. We are arguing over the word. Elect lady, go to John chapter 17, verse 1. I want you to read that, please.
Amen. John chapter 17, verse 1. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
I'm in page 13 of the Eagle Language Book. Elect lady, I just read the scripture that's at the top of your page. Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven. He did the same thing that David did. Okay? Because David said, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. Does God live on a hill? No, God does not live on a hill. Then what was David saying when he said, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help? David realized that God resides in the mountain of God. Ezekiel the prophet realized that God resides on the mountain of God when he began to describe the king of Tyrus, which was another name for Lucifer when he had reign over the planet in his former state. If you don't read your Bible, that sounds crazy to you. For those who read their Bible, they know exactly where I'm at. This is mature teaching. Okay? Okay? David realized when he looked to the hills, he's looking up toward heaven where God reigns on the mountain. Okay? Okay? There are hills in heaven. There are rivers in heaven. That's why Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. The entertainers on this planet Earth, they build mansions. They get that from the Bible. Because God is the first one that ever had a mansion. As you, why does God have many rooms? Because God, he has a mansion because he's I am that I am. He has a place, a mansion to fit the Alpha Omega of his anointing. Okay? Elijah was a prophet in, watch it, Elisha was a prophet in Elijah's room. God prophetically don't have a room. God has a mansion prophetically. God has a mansion prophetically. That's why the word of God is a sure word of prophecy. So when you're judging prophecy, you're judging prophecy based on the word of God. You're judging prophecy based upon the word of God. Are you listening? If prophecy don't line up with the word of God, it doesn't matter what a person has told you, but if you look in the Bible and if it doesn't line up, then that prophecy is not from God. Are you listening? All right? You can't give God the glory if he never gave it to you. If God don't never give you the glory, I want you to understand something. You can't give God something that you don't have. You can't give God something that he never gave you. To walk in glory, God first has to be able to trust you with the anointing. To walk in glory, God has to trust you with the oil. So many people have mishandled the oil that, watch this, God can't trust them with the glory. You are only entrusted with the glory by being obedient to the anointing. That's why the Bible says in Romans that as many are led by the Spirit, they are indeed sons of God. Because if you're obedient to the anointing, when it tells you to move someplace, go someplace, though you don't know how, but you know God is going to make provision, if you are led by the Spirit, if you're obedient to the Spirit when it tells you something, then God at that time can begin to start trusting you with the glory. Now, 1 John chapter 1, verse 12. As many, watch this. I'll let you read that, Elect Lady, 1 John chapter 1, verse 12.
Amen. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
All right. Now I'm in the Eagle Language Book, page 13. If Jesus is a son of God, then I am a son of God. Why? Because Jesus is the joint heir, and I'm connected to Jesus, and Jesus is a joint heir because he's one with the Father. If you don't understand the connection, you'll never understand the anointing. If Jesus is a son of God, then I am a son of God. You can't give God the glory if he hasn't poured it out on you. You cannot give God the glory because you have never given God the glory. By you pouring out on Yeshua, El Shaddai, Abba, Father, Adonai, I'm going to glorify God. Jesus is glorifying God in the flesh. He is glorifying God because of what God put on him. When he gave it back to God, it was a sweet incense to his nostrils. So when Yeshua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus the Christ, when he was being hung on the cross, there came a time when he yielded up the ghost. Watch this. Jesus gave up the glory. There is a different, watch this. There's the Shekinah glory, and this is the Kavod weight of glory. Watch this. The glory that Jesus yielded up was not the Shekinah glory. The ghost that was in him was not the Shekinah glory. He yielded up a weight of glory. And when he yielded up the ghost to the Father, Watch this. When he yielded up to the Father, it was a sweet incense to his nostrils. When he yielded up the ghost, he yielded up his prayer life. He yielded up his fasting life. Are you listening? He yielded up his consecration life, the life that he lived before God. So when he yielded up the ghost, it was a sweet incense. It was a sweet smell to God. Read Romans chapter 12, verse 1, elect lady. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to give everybody a chance to get there.
Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Present your body a living sacrifice. All right? The Bible says to present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, when you offer it up, you give God the glory. Now, God has bestowed upon you the glory. All right? Jesus told God in John chapter 17, verse 4, he said, I've glorified thee on the earth. Okay? Glory was inside Jesus. All right? The ghost was inside Jesus when he walked the earth. He said, I finished the work which thou gave me to do. So the life of a prophet is a lifelong journey. Guess what? The prophetic life is a lifelong journey. When a prophet finishes work on the earth, or when a prophetess finishes her work on the earth, God will take you home. Okay? When you finish your job, God will take you home. And if anybody's been to heaven, I've been to heaven, you will not want to come back. You will not want to come back. I was crying when I was brought back. Can't even explain it. Now we stay on track. We're going to go a few more minutes, and then we're going to open the lines, amen. So when we open up the lines, amen. So if you got any comments or anything, amen. You get ready, amen. You prepare yourself, and if you're listening online on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. You can contact the ministry by going to shofarsofglory.org. That's shofarsofglory.org. You can go there and you can get this same book that I'm teaching from tonight. It's called Ego Language, Revelatory Teaching from the Prophetic Dimension. This is not your ordinary prophetic apostolic book, okay? This is not your ordinary book. This is revelatory teaching. This is Lamb in book form. It's quite different than a lot of other books that is out there, okay? Now, all this stuff God has given me, he's given me through this book, okay? So guess what? If God has given me this, then you get the book, and God will do greater. Jesus told his disciples, he said, greater works ye shall do. Amen? Now, Yeshua said, I've glorified the Elohim on the earth. All right? 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. All right? I want you to read that, elect lady. 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 and 7.
Amen, Prophet. That was 1 John chapter 5. What were the verses again?
6 and 7.
Amen. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
Amen. So there are three, I'm in page 14 of Eagle Language. There are three that bear record in heaven. These three are one. The Father was in heaven. The Word was praying, as we read in John chapter 17, when he said, glorify thee, glorify thy Son, the hour has come. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gave me to do. So in order to glorify the earth realm, in order to glorify the earth realm, who has to glorify it? The Holy Ghost has to glorify the earth realm. These three are one. Okay? So the Holy Ghost has the authority in the earth realm. That is why it's on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost has the authority in the earth realm on the inside of you. It communicates. That's your way that you can communicate to heaven. You communicate to Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Jesus takes the communication and gives it to the Father. Okay? So these three that are one, guess what? Father, Son, Holy Ghost, these three are one, but when the Holy Ghost is in that verse, you need to put you, because the Holy Ghost is in you. And you have to line up to the Holy Ghost to be able to line up with Jesus, who is aligned to the Father. Okay? Yeshua released the Holy Ghost when he ascended on high. Jesus had led captivity captive and sent us the Comforter. The Holy Ghost will lead us into all truth and righteousness. We don't need another translation of the Bible to understand it or interpret it. This is why there are a lot of Bibles out there. This is why people are getting NIV, NLT, ESV, ABCD, EFG, Amplify, ESV, all of that stuff. Why? Because people do not want to rely on the Holy Ghost. So when you don't want to rely on the Holy Ghost, you will rely on man-made Bibles, which are written by the LGL agenda, or the gays and lesbian agenda, which the Bibles are written by. I was trying to think of their initial, of their organization that is more popular than me just saying it. Hallelujah. But they are written by those to turn down the doctrine and the teaching of sin in that fleshly manner of homosexuality and lesbianism, according to the biblical scriptures, which we support. Okay? All we need is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you in all truth and righteousness. We need Ruach HaKodesh, dunamis power. This is the mystery of godliness. And I'm going to stop right there. The next chapter we're going to get into, you may be want to get ready for this, will be the distribution anointing. We will talk about the distribution anointing. I remember I went to a church one time, and the pastor was notified that I was in town, and the pastor, after he finished preaching, he didn't even speak to his nobody in his congregation. He rushed me into his office, and he put his tape recorder on, and he said, speak. And for an hour, I did nothing but talk about the distribution anointing that God has given. This is a groundbreaking teaching. The distribution anointing. When I left up out of that office after about an hour of sitting there talking, the man said to his cashier or his secretary, he said, write the prophet a check. They cut me a very large check. I didn't ask for that. But what I released to him concerning the distribution anointing, it shifted his whole ministry. So the, chapter 2 of the Eagle Language is very powerful. You can't read it like you're reading an ordinary novelty. Okay? The first two lines of chapter 2 of the distribution anointing, God said, my son, the logos will always be the same, but the rhema will always be changing, but the two will always line up. I'm going to stop right there. God said, my son, the logos will always be the same, but the rhema will always be changing, but the two will always line up. We're going to get into the distribution anointing on the very next Golden Eagle class. If God sees fits for me to get into it on the 5 a.m. prayer line, then you might want to get the number. The number is 218-632-0752. 5 a.m. prayer is Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday at 5 a.m. We pray for about an hour, usher in the morning glory, and then we go to work on the scriptures. Amen? So you're more than happy to join us in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight for this powerful word, God. We thank you for this teaching, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, bless us, Lord God, and bless all your hearers of this holy word. Lord God, I didn't feel like teaching anything tonight. However, God, it is not me teaching, Lord God, it's you teaching them. I'm just a willing vessel, God. So, Lord God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for allowing me and gracing me to be able to feed and distribute lamb to your sheep. I know they are tired of getting fed goat from a lot of these churches, God, but we're in the last days, God. So, Lord God, we know that the time is at hand, God. So, Father, Lord God, as your people disperse on tonight, let them hide this word in their hearts that they may not sin against you. Father, I've asked this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for settling my spirit that I didn't get too happy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. But that I was in full teacher mode tonight. No preaching, just teaching. So, God, I thank you for the teaching anointing. For the teaching anointing, God, as your teaching prophet, as your master prophet, I thank you, God, to be your rabbi prophet in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may push one now if you're on the phone lines. You may push the one on the phone lines, amen. The number is 347-945-5416. We're live here on blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. Nathan on the spot bringing you very best of kingdom programming, amen. We're going to make an announcement, amen. We're going to have a forum coming soon. Also, Prophetess Ferguson is going to, next Monday, Prophetess Ferguson will be on at, help me, Holy Ghost, I believe it's either 7 or 9. We'll keep y'all posted, but she will be on Monday nights, amen, on Nathan on the Spot, amen. So all the listeners, be sure to monitor the station on Monday nights in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord, amen, for his grace, his mercy, to be able to be before the people of God on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are on the lines, you may push one at this time. If not, amen, we're going to close out. But we're going to give you an opportunity to come forth. Make sure you go by shofarsofglory.org. to get your very own copy. That way, by the time next Wednesday come around, or if you join us on 5 a.m. prayer, you can have your own book. Amen. Hallelujah. Also join us for the Cornerstone Conference in Orangeburg, South Carolina, April 8th, 9th, and the 10th. I will be hosting it along with my wife, the late Lady Tanya Brown. It's going to be a power-packed weekend. We have a whole lineup of speakers. My abbot, Apostle Winston, he will be headlining this event along with Pastor Tory and Montgomery. Also, amen, Caroline Cooper, Prophet Dyson Smith, Michelle Smith, Prophet Dominique Addison and Sky Addison, amen, awesome prophets of God, amen, amen, who's under the ministry. We bless God for them, amen, and they're moving in power and the anointing of God. Thank God for their ministry and what God is doing in this hour through them as vessels, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Also, amen, a lot of people to be added, amen. You never know who you may see there. I got people calling me, notifying me. I think Christian comedy, comedians. I said, I don't think it's the platform where you want to crack jokes at, amen. Amen. You know, I don't think it's the kind of platform for that, amen. But we got people trying to call us to do comedy there. I don't know if you want to have Steve Harvey up there. No, I'm just joking. But nevertheless, amen, we bless the Lord. Is there anybody that want to come forth, Pastor Hill?
I don't see no one coming forth at this time.
Amen. If you want to come forth, if you have any questions on tonight, press 1 on your cell phone. And what will happen when you press 1, the operator will bring you live. And you'll step in. You'll be live around the world. I think we're close to about 30-something, 40-something thousand listeners over the past couple years. Amen. So you will go live. Amen. Well, if there's nobody else, amen, we're going to get ready to close it down. But we bless the Lord for you tuning in tonight, hearing the teaching tonight, hearing what thus says the Lord. We will be back here Wednesday night at 9 p.m. for the very best in teaching of the Lord. Amen. We bless God for you. On behalf of Pastor Nathan Hill, my wife, and myself, Shofars of Glory, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. God bless you, people of God. Bye-bye.
name is.